Welcome to the Choosing Simple podcast. I'm your host, Amy Fuel, and I'm a homesteading mama, wife, author, herbalist, and entrepreneur. It is Christmas week, guys, and this week I'm delighted to have my real life friend, who literally only lives right up the road from me, my friend Casey from the Dearly Woven podcast. She is an amazing fiber artist. She has a wonderful, wonderful podcast where she tells the stories of various different shepherds throughout the country and beyond. And if you are into fiber and sheep and all of that stuff, she's the girl to follow for sure. So this week she joined me for our Christmas episode where we talk about why exactly did the angels go to the shepherds first? We have some theories on that. And how shepherds are throughout our life, right? God being the good shepherd, us being shepherds to our children. All of these fun things we talk about today in this very special Christmas episode of the Redeeming Your Home for the Holiday series. I am so happy you joined me. Let's get started. Hey, Casey, thanks for joining me on the Choosing Simple podcast today. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Good. For those of you who don't know, Casey is actually a real life friend. Like, I don't know that I've had too many real life friends on my podcast.
I know. We're basically neighbors.
We are. We only live like a mile and a half apart, and we've known each other for a few years. And so, Casey, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
I am Casey, and my husband Brian and I have four kids, ages 9 through 1, and we have a homestead where we currently raise chickens and pigs, and I stay at home with the kids and homeschool our two oldest, and when I'm not doing all the mommy things, I am also a fiber artist, so in whatever moments I can find during the day, I try to fit in some weaving on my wooden floor loom or knitting and designing knit patterns. And I also have a podcast called Dearly Woven, where I interview shepherds and other fiber artists, and we talk all things sheep and wool. So that's basically me in a bubble.
Yes, I know. So okay, every time I see Casey or whenever we were talking, we always bring up fiber in some way or another. And she just makes the most beautiful, you know, woven pieces. And so you guys definitely check her out. I'm going to link all of her information in the show notes of this podcast. Now today, we're on the week of Christmas. Like, can you believe it's Christmas already? Oh my gosh.
This whole year has just been crazy. And it just, I don't know how we're at Christmas. I feel like the months have flown by. Like, some parts are slowed, but other parts just fly by.
Right. I know. And that's kind of how the whole year has gone. It's been like, it's just, you know, and I say this almost in every podcast, but this year has just been weird. And, you know, it's been trying. And, you know, in our Homestead Homemakers group, a lot of women are just struggling. You know, you have women struggling that are at home all day, that have never been home all day with their kids, mm-hmm. and they're like pulling their hair out. And then you, even women like us who have been home, you know, all day are also pulling their hair out in some ways.
Right.
So, you know, it's been a crazy year with politics and viruses and just a different way of living life. And so, in this week's podcast, we're just going to have a conversation. We are kind of looking, you know, for me, I was looking for some encouragement this Christmas. And the one thing that kept coming up a lot was about, you know, being a shepherd or the good shepherd, or especially in the Bible story where the angels came to the shepherds first. And it fits in so nicely with Casey, because Casey is, you've had sheep before, and you're getting ready to get more sheep. And so before we hop into it, like, what kind of prompted that for you? Obviously your skill and your fiber love, but is there anything, you know, else that really prompted you to get into sheep and fiber making?
I think it was like the fiber aspects was definitely the first. And then just jumping into that and learning to crochet when my daughter was young, and And then, you know, that kind of led to a rabbit hole of just learning all the crafts. And so once we moved where we're living now and we had the acreage, like, and then the whole, like, the gateway to chickens and, you know, all the farming aspect of it, sheep just naturally was like, I really want sheep. And I did love the, you know, how God refers to us so many times in the Bible as his sheep, and he's the good shepherd. And so that definitely, you know, was another thing, was like, that's really cool. And so, yeah, so that's kind of, and then just the fact that sheep are so multi-purpose. I feel like sheep almost get a bad rap that they're stupid, and yeah, they
right.
And it, you know, maybe that's why we're referred to sheep, not that we're stupid, but in the Bible, because we can get ourselves into so much trouble and God has to get us out of it. And so, and I think, and that's the same way with sheep, because they can get them. They're not dumb. They just can get themselves into trouble. And we have to, and we have to get them out of trouble, and we have to, you know, manage them the right way. And so sheep, I just love that, you know, you can raise them as they can be good for your land if you manage them right. And you not only can get meat from them, but you can get the fiber. And so I really love sheep. and I know, I know that, you know, a lot of people at homestead, you know, a lot of people I think go to goats first because they're just more on the
right.
popular end of things, when I feel like I'm kind of on the sheep side, where I just want to give sheep a good rap for once.
Right. Yeah. And that's funny, because some of the scriptures I was looking over this morning to get ready for the podcast, I didn't write it down. I can't remember what the scripture is off the top of my head, but where it talks about Jesus separating the sheep from the goats. And it's like, I guess I want to be a sheep and not a goat, right?
Right.
Well, it's funny that you said sheep get a bad rep for being stupid, because that was actually a question I was going to ask you, like, in your experience of having sheep, are they really dumb, or do they just, you know?
Yeah, they're so sweet. And I love, like, at least, you know, when I had sheep, I didn't have them for very long, and I only had two. And so I'm doing things quite differently this time come spring when we get sheep. And, you know, I had one that would constantly, you know, we use the electric portable fencing, and he would constantly, if you don't have, I will tell you, if you don't have your electric fence hot, they will go through it if you use electric nice. Fencing. And so, you know, the times where it wasn't really hot, he would get himself tangled, and I would look out the window and be like, oh my goodness. And I have to run out there and,
oh no.
and untangle him before he like strangles himself. And, but yeah, like, but they were really good. As long as you have a hot fence, you know, they did fine. And, you know, I could call them and they would come to me as long as, right. And I think that, you know, in the Bible, it's like, you know, God calls to you, he wants you to come to him, and you have to get to know him. And, you know, so I think, like, I was reading a part and it was talking about how you have to get to know God and know when he's talking to you. And so I think that's the same with sheep. Like, you, of course, when you first get them, they're going to be nervous and they're not going to listen to you. They have to get to know you. They have to get to know your voice. And once you do, then they follow you wherever you go. And, you know, and you have to be the ones to take care of them, keep them out of danger. So I love that aspect in the Bible that they use that.
Yeah. And it's like, we see the whole sheep and shepherd story throughout the whole Bible. And, you know, even with parenting, you know, about shepherding our children and, mm-hmm. You know, and using our basically we're the first God they know. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, gently guiding them. And, you know, one of the scriptures that you often hear in parenting is spare the rod, spoil the child. And I haven't met a shepherd yet that beats their, you know, their sheep no. over the head with their rod, but that no. was one. Yeah. That was, you know, one scripture, but it seems like a lot, you know, shepherding is such, I'm sure it can be pretty dramatic, you know, when it, like, especially when you have a sheep flailing around in a fence, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
But it seems like there's so many times when in the Bible, shepherds are just so gentle. And we see that, you know, they're just so humble, you know, throughout scripture. And when we go through the story of Jesus in Luke 2, it starts out, you know, in verse 8, where it says, there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people." And we, as we know, the angels go through that. You know, there's a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there's this heavenly host of angels. And can you imagine being a shepherd in a really dark field at night? And then suddenly there's this blinding light, you know?
Oh yeah. They were scared to death.
Yeah. And then, you know, so in verse 15, it says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. And so one of my questions this holiday season was, why the shepherds first? You know, why God could have sent angels to these big leaders, you know, religious leaders, and told them about it. You know, what kind of aha moment would that have been, right? Mm-hmm. But it's so interesting to me that God chose shepherds, because in my opinion, there's a few different things, and just through studying different people's opinions, you know, one of the things is, number one, the shepherd story throughout the Bible and God calling himself the shepherd, and you know, just seeing that kind of line woven throughout scripture. One thing that I've learned, and I think we'll even see this in the Bible study that you and I are doing here locally, you know, God has this imagery that is consistent throughout the Bible, and this wasn't any exception whatsoever. That God is always linking back to shepherds and sheep and the ultimate sacrifice. But then throughout scripture, we notice that most shepherds were extremely humble. And so when we look at theology and genealogy, you know, a lot of times shepherds were the lowest of low. You know, they weren't rich by any means, not in the means of money. You know, they didn't have mansions and palaces and things like that. But they were humble, they were average everyday people, and they had no ulterior motive. So, you know, angels coming to shepherds was a lot in the way of saying, I'm going to go to the most humble of people, and then those people are going to go tell everyone about Jesus. Whereas if the angels had gone to the Pharisees or religious leaders, they might have kept it to themselves, or they might have tried to use it for different purposes. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's so interesting, because it just shows, you know, consistently throughout the Bible that God uses people that you would least expect him to use. And mm-hmm. shepherds, just these random shepherds that are probably tired watching their sheep at night, are the very first people that he goes and tells. And I think that's an incredible thing to think about, that God could use us just as much. You know, we didn't have to have a college education for God to come say that, you know what I mean? There was no requirement of excellence that they needed in order to be the first ones to know about Jesus.
Right. I think, and you know, we were talking about this at our Bible study, like God used everyday people. And so exactly what you're saying, like I just love that the people that he chose to use would not be the people you would, you know, expect for God to choose to do something so big.
Yeah. And, you know, and the other thing is, a lot of times, you know, you and I were talking before we started this recording, about shepherds just, you know, being the people that you listen to, you know, your sheep listen to them. And then we see that imagery with God, us listening to God. And then there was a scripture, I think you had it, that we were talking about Christ coming in through the door and thieves mm-hmm. coming in through the side. Do you mind sharing that scripture real quick?
Let me pull it up. I have to. Yeah, it's John 10:1. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." And so I know the other verse. Hold on. Okay, and then John 10:2 through John 10:2-3, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, to him the porter openeth. And, you know, it's just talking about how, you know, there's so many evil outside sources, and they're going to be sneaky about how they try to like enter into your lives. Whereas God, you know, he just wants to earn your trust, and, you know, and he's going to come in the right way. Because right. if you, you know, especially for the shepherds in the Bible, you know, they had these sheepfolds that are surrounded by stone, and, you know, putting their sheep in there, and there's one gate, and, but, you know, something could still climb over. And so I think, you know, that's kind of how, where it's going with that is, you know, the shepherd, he's always going to go in through the gate. He's not going to try and be sneaky and come in a different way.
Right. And, you know, and that's also really good imagery. You know, the sheep will know him because of the way that mm-hmm. he comes in. And that's such a, it's a kind of a difficult scripture too, because then it's the challenge of knowing him, you know, mm-hmm. do you really know him? And, you know, if there's one thing this year, it's that I think a lot of people, you know, are realizing that they have to lean on God way more than they mm-hmm. were, you know, whether it's, you know, loss of job or even just challenging what they're hearing, what they're seeing, what they're hearing. Is this God? Is this not God? And, you know, the greatest way to do that is to just go head first into scripture, mm-hmm. you know, and I think I shared this with you at another Bible study, you know, when I was actively reading and intentionally reading scripture every single day, I just felt better. Like I don't know how to explain it except for the scripture that says the word of God is living. And I literally felt that, you know, as you read scripture every day intentionally and go through the Bible intentionally, it's like things feel a little bit lighter or you feel like you understand things more. And so, you know, as we think about that, knowing the shepherd and knowing the shepherd's voice, like you said, you know, it takes a little bit of time for sheep to get to know their shepherd. And then after that, they instantly know. And they also instantly know, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but there is one of those sheep, what do you call them? Are they sheep houses or is there a scientific name for them?
I'm trying to think what you're talking about.
It's like what you're talking about. It's so there's one like on the way to Front Royal, and it's,
oh, they're like the little, yeah, it's basically, it's kind of just like a shed, a run-in shed type thing. Yeah, but well, yeah, it's built with stone.
Right.
And I know what you're talking about. Yeah. But yeah, theirs is, it's really cool. I think it's a popular in England, but, or like, you know, over there, but it's definitely like, it's kind of built into the side of the hill, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, when we actually kind of watched them build it over a few weeks mm-hmm. time period, going back and forth to that area. And so what it looks like, and I'll try to find a picture for people online if they're interested. I don't even know if I can find one or not, but it's a very low structure and mm-hmm. the bottom half of the structure is stone. And then there's this very steep peaked roof on top. That's it. Like there's no, it's just a stone wall with a big roof on top. And there's really not even enough room for a person, unless you're a very short person,
yeah, short person,
to walk into it. You almost have to duck down or make yourself lower in order to even go into the structure. And I'm sure that's, you know, for various different reasons, whether it be for aesthetics or wind or, you know, something like that. But it was a good reminder for me, you know, something as simple as just looking at it and thinking this, you know, that God kind of meets us where we are. The shepherd meets us where we are. And if we're there in this place, he stoops down to us and to our level and enters in. And who else would do that? You know, right. So if he's coming through that gate and he's coming through that front door, it's got to be him, right? And I think sometimes we think of God as this unattainable being, you know, that, well, he's busy doing other things, you know, or he's too good to worry with my problems or whatever, that we forget that throughout scripture, you know, it was the lowest of low, the people that he used, it was the simple little things that he cared about the most. And, you know, we just forget that. And I hope that we are, you know, taking time to remember that this year, that he's really meeting us where we are, no matter what our challenges are or what we're going through. you know, that he is there. And likewise, you know, we have to be there too. There's a quote that I saw this morning, and it actually popped up in my memories. It's by Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth. I guess that's how I say her last name. And it says, Mary was willing to give up her own plans and agenda so that she might link arms with God in fulfilling his agenda. And I think that kind of ties into even the shepherd story, because even the shepherds left what they were doing and their plans and their agenda in the field. And they quickly went off to see Jesus, and they quickly told others about Jesus. And Mary, in the same way, I'm sure she had plans. I'm sure she had things that she wanted to do and accomplish. And suddenly, you know, here she was pregnant and probably talked about, right?
Right.
And, you know, and she set aside all of it to fulfill God's will. And sometimes it's twofold. We have this year where we want to feel closer to God, and we're not sure that he's going to really care. But then at the same time, we have to do our part too, and realize that sometimes maybe this whole year, this whole crazy has happened because it's part of the plan, you know, and if we were to just embrace it and lean into it, it might be something extremely grander than we could have ever imagined.
Right. I think, just growing your faith in God this year. I mean, we've all had to rely on him, I think, more than, you know, maybe we've ever had to before. And so yeah. I think really, you know, like you said, building that foundation and just getting into the word, because like, I'm the same way. Like, I am not consistent on reading my Bible, like, you know, like I want to be. And when I make the time, especially if I can get my tushy out of bed in the morning before the kids and before the baby, and you know, getting your day does go better because you're starting your day off with God's word. And so when challenges arise, like as moms, we all know when there's going to be a challenge during the day, whether yep. if it's a meltdown or something, I always handle it better because, you know, I've gotten my time in with God. And so, yeah, I just think this year has shown us, you know, we really need to get to know God even better and just continue to rely on him.
Yeah. So speaking of children, yeah, this morning I had texted Casey and I had said, you know, my house is a disaster. If you come over, you know, cause I in my mind, lost my mind this week. For some reason, I thought you were still coming over here to do the podcast. And so, I was like, my house is a disaster. Don't even look at it. And so I was so relieved when you sent back the text saying, oh, I thought we were just doing through Zoom. Well, right at that moment, when you sent that text message, I turned around and we have been painting our door in our kitchen. And I turned around and there was paint everywhere. Oh. The baby had knocked over the paint can and like, there was just like, it wasn't closed all the way. And it's like one of those Facebook photos that you see where the baby like has paint all over them. And you're like, that would never happen to me. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That happened to me. And oh, so no. Like, there's still paint on the floor and I can't get it. I'm like, I'm just going to let the rest of it dry because maybe I'll be able to like scrape flake it off, you know? But it was just so funny because I was sitting there just looking at the baby and thinking, why, you know, why would you do that? And then it just made me think about this today's topic about, you know, shepherding and, you know, Jesus shepherding his flock and parents shepherding their children. And I'll tell you, this time around, being a parent this time around, 10 years later, has been, I don't want to say like more enjoyable I don't mean that in a bad way, but, you know, we have grown in Christ a lot since we had our first child. And, you know, and it's just become easier and more natural for us to shepherd our second child, even 10 years later, because, you know, we're just so much closer to God and knowing his character, you know, the shepherd's character, and then trying to mimic that in parenting. And I just was like, well, Lord, I guess this is what we're talking about today. And I'm just going to have to, you know, suck it up and be the good shepherd to the baby.
Right. Get Yep. You not only, yep, shepherding, you get sheep out of trouble. And then if you're a parent, you can get your kids out of trouble. I know. But you, like, I do, I like that too, because you do. And I feel the same way as each child we've had. My relationship has grown with God. And so I handle situations differently with each child than I did before. And it is, it's like, and then us being able to be the ones to help lead our kids to God. And
yeah.
And so, and it's special to see when your kids, you know, each one starts, you know, praying before they eat, or just the little things. Or I loved my third child. He said the other morning, you know, we were watching the sunrise, because he's my early riser, and he got up, you know, I'm trying to fit that time in with God, and here comes little footsteps. And so I grabbed him, and we were looking out the window, and he said, "Mom, I love the way God paints the sky." And it just melts your heart.
That is so sweet.
Yeah. So it is. It's, you know, that relationship with God is so important. So.
Yeah. Well, as we go into Christmas this week, you know, I think there's a few things that we would really encourage people to do. And that's, you know, to kind of look at the story of the shepherds and really think about God choosing them first. You know, the angels could have told anyone, and they chose the shepherds. And, you know, and then the second thing is plans change this whole year. You know, a lot of people are stressed out. Christmas doesn't look like it. You know, for some people, it doesn't look like it always has. You know, in last week's episode, which when we're recording this, last week's episode hasn't come out yet, but, you know, I interviewed Joy Parrott, and she was talking about how, you know, this year doesn't look the same for Christmas for them. And, you know, and how she, when things are changing and she doesn't like them, then she changes too, you know, and she adapts. And what she finds is, you know, this process actually refines us. And so, you know, maybe if your year doesn't look the same, or you're having some issues with getting into the Christmas mood this year, changing it up and making things look different, maybe it's supposed to be different this year. And just reminding yourself that there is purpose in Christmas. And sometimes if we just sit down and intentionally get into the word and let God speak to us, let the shepherd speak to us, that's really all we need to kind of get the day going and get that Christmas spirit, and just remembering the true meaning of Christmas and finding rest in that this year. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to add, or are we done?
I don't think I have any more.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining me on this week's podcast, Casey. I hope that you enjoy your day.
Thank you for having me.
Casey and I could talk for quite some time, but we decided to cut it a little bit short today. Really? No, I guess we didn't, right? Thank you so much for joining me on this very special Christmas episode of the Redeeming Your Home for the Holidays series. Friends, I hope that you have an amazing Christmas this week. I hope that you look for the shepherd in your life, get closer to the shepherd, realize that God uses the most humblest of people and sometimes the most, you know, dirty of people to do his work, because there's a plan in all of it. And I hope that you can understand and realize that even you can be a shepherd in your own life and with your own family. Join me next week for the final episode of the Redeeming Your Home for the Holiday series. I'm so excited about this last episode, and it's where my best friend Anne joins me as we talk about looking into 2021, what our goals are, how we can find rest and peace in the new year, and we're also sharing with you what our words are for 2021 and why we chose them, and I think you're really gonna like it. So until next time, guys, don't forget to choose simple.